Be'ezus Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Hamish Ve'esim, the 25th chapter in the Rambam Masechet Sanhedrin, the Sefer Shoftim, the book of Judges, where in this parak we discuss regarding the obligation for the judge's humility, and also for the honoring of the judge, and also regarding as it applies to the court agent, and regarding the hazmana process, which is demanding that someone comes to court. As Rambam gets halachah regarding the humility of the judge. It's forbidden for a person to conduct himself, lording himself over the public, with haughtiness and arrogance, rather with humility and with fear. And any leader, whoever imposes an extra level of intimidation on the public, not for the sake of heaven, he gets punished. He does not see a son who is a Talmudic scholar. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Iyov, "Lachen yiru'u hanashim." Therefore, people are going to fear him. La'yira kol chacham levi. He will not see any wise of the heart. He will not have a son of Talmud chacham. Halacha beis. V'chein nasu le'linik b'hem kalas reishis. He does not treat the people very lightheaded. Af b'shem am ha'aretz, even though they're ignoramuses. V'lo yevsiya al rosh ha'makud. He does not step over the heads of the holy people. They used to sit on the ground. And he cannot step over them. Although there is simple people and lowly people, but b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'hem, the sons of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, v'tzibus Hashem, and that the army of Hashem shachitzim eretz Mitzrayim that He took out of the land of Egypt, b'koyach gadol b'chazaka, with a strong power and with a mighty hand, and b'soivul teirech atzibu masam, He has to tolerate the exertion of the public and their load. K'moshe Rabbeinu, like our teacher Moshe Rabbeinu, like it says regarding him, pasuk Mamidbar, kasha yisa imed as a yenik, like the nursing woman carries the infant. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu carried them. It says in the bottom, v'atave shavtech, I'm going to command your judges. Zuas har ladain. This is the warning to the judge. She is blessed tzibur that he should tolerate the public. Kasha yisa imen as a yonig. The same way, the way the nursing woman carries the infant. And say ulamad mi Moshe. Go out and learn from Moshe. Rabban Shukal Nevim, who is the leader of all the prophets. Kiven shashlach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim. Once Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent him to Egypt. V'neman it says in the pasuk in Shemayis ve'itzav mil b'nei Yisrael, commanded them to the Jewish people. What does that mean? So I'm in Pi Hakabbalah. They said from tradition. Shalom lehem lemoish la'aron, that he said to Moshe and Aaron, Amanos, on the condition you are the leaders, Shemekalin eschem, that they're going to curse you, V'soikon eschem avon, they're going to stone you with rocks. Now, halacha gimel, at the same time, there is an obligation to honor the judges. Kedershin staba adayin lindig b'mitzvah, just like the judge is commanded to conduct himself in this mitzvah, to treat the people with respect, kach nitzava tzibur lindig kavod b'dayin, and he has to be humble, but the people also are commanded to treat with the judge with honor. Shlomo says in the pasuk, in devarim v'tzava eschem, I'm going to command you, Suas Hara, this is a warning, Latziba, to the public, Shati Emes Adayin Alehem, that the awe of the judge should be on them, Lizbaz Befneim, that the judge should not disgrace himself in front of the people, Vilayinu Kalash Reish Batzman, they should not treat himself lightheaded in front of the people. And that is Halacha Da'ad. Kivin Shanisman, Odin Pranis Latziba, once a person is appointed to be a leader over the public, Asa Basis Malach Befnei Shleish, he's not allowed to be doing work in front of three people, Kadish Lizbaz Befneim, that he does not become disgraced in front of them. So if doing work in public is forbidden on him, all the more so is to eat and drink and to get drunk in front of a public, and or to be in a gathering of ignoramuses, or to be part of some type of a friendly meal, it's forbidden. Woe to the judges that they treat themselves like this. Me'elben Torah's Moshe, from the disgrace of the Torah of Moshe, Shebazu Dineho, that they disgraced its judgments, Vishpilu at Eretz, and they throw it down to the ground, Vigyu at Ofra, and it reached all the way down to the dust, Vigamro Ra Lehem, Levnei B'nehem, they caused evil to themselves and to their grandchildren, Boil Mazeh, Uloyim Haba, and in this world and in the world to come. Halacha He continues regarding the covet, even that's for the Shliach, for the agent of the courts. Also, one's not allowed to conduct himself lightheaded to the agent of the court. And actually, we trust the agent, like two people, regarding his communication. And that Hashem Amar, that if he comes and he says, Ploy Niklan, he comes back to the judge and he says, this guy disgraced me. Or Hikladayin, or disgraced the judge. Or he does not want to come to the judgment. We excommunicate the person based on the word of the agent. I will increase in Pishala, but we don't write the document of excommunication that we hang up the posters. Until two people come along, we do a love and they testify on him, that he's refusing to come to court. The agent of the court is not liable for saying things that he heard from the defendant that the words of disgrace were going to the judge, he's not liable mishum lashon hara. That's not considered as slander of gossip. And b'chol matzar shliach bezdin, whoever pains the agent of the court, yesh lebezdin reshus la'akuis ha'makas mardis, they have permission to give the guy rabbinic lashes, rebellion, because of disgrace in the shliach bezdin. Halacha zayin continues with the process of hazmana, of calling someone to a court case, which is done through the shliach. Shliach sham, if the agent says to the person, p'loini shlachani, that person, he sent me, meaning b'shem echad min adyon, he's saying in the name of one of the judges, and the litigant doesn't want to come to the court case. That would not give us the right to write on him this document of excommunication. Until the agent says the name of all three judges. Then that's the best, and then he has to come. Now, but remember, when we say this, only if the agent went on a day, it's not known to be a day when the court is in session. So then, he said just one judge. That's not necessarily a court that's giving him a summons. But let's say it's a day that's well known that the judges always sit in session, and then everyone knows that it's all the judges that are gathered. And even though the agent is just saying the name of one of the judges, it's as if he's coming to name all three, and then they would be allowed to go ahead and write this document of excommunication. If someone was sent from the court a summons to come, and it doesn't come to the judgment, They ostracize him. In other words, they distance him from the public, and they don't include him in whatever needs a minion, and people cannot be in his dalai lamas. For kaisim lapischa, and they write a document against him, and when he wants to undo this nidui, he's got to pay the writing of the scribe of this document. And when he comes, then kaisim lapischa, then they tear up this document. Now kaisim lapischa b'mneishle kibla din. Let's say they wrote on him this document of excommunication because he didn't accept the judgment, the verdict of the court. Kevin Sha'ama, once he says, and here it's enough just to say, Harin Mikabla Din, I'm going to accept the verdict, then Karin Neduye, then they'll tear up this excommunication. Now let's say a couple of the Bezdin Zman Shayyab Hayyam, let's say the court set for him a time that he should come today. Leibok Kol Erzim, it doesn't come that whole day. Kaisim Episcopal Arab, so when the evening comes along, they write this document against him. But Medvim, when we say this, Kshayyab Menin, if he was in the city, he was rebellious and didn't come. If he was in the villages, and he comes in and comes out, but he's not really, he wasn't in the city the whole day, then we set for him a time, a Monday, it doesn't come a Thursday, and it doesn't come a Monday. And if it comes that second Monday, and it doesn't come, then in then you still won't write this document until the following day, then they'll write this letter of excommunication. In Kevin's man, we don't set a time for a summons for a person to come to court, libimei Nisan, not in the month of Nisan, libimei Tishrei, and not in the days of Tishrei. Why? Because the people are very busy with the Yom Tov. Then you have Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Sukkot in Tishrei. You have the Yom Tov Pesach and Nisan, and libimei Shabbos, libimei Yom Tov. Neither on the day before Shabbos or the day before Yom Tov, because people are busy getting ready for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Aval kaven benisan shebach nisan, but you could establish for him summons a nisan that he should come after nisan, but tishrei shebach tishrei, and then tishrei should come after tishrei. Aval kaven be erev shabbos shebach shabbos, but you can't even establish for him, send him a notice on erev shabbos that he should come after shabbos. Nisha kol tud me erev shabbos, because everyone's busy and it's hectic on erev shabbos, and he could claim and he says, "Oh, so busy, I forgot that I even had a summons." So you can't even send a summons on erev shabbos. Halacha yud mishu b'medina, if someone's in town, but the agent goes to his place of residence and doesn't find him. So in criminal man, you don't set for him a date when he has to be in court until the agent actually gets him, catch him, and tells him and gives him the summons. Now, let's say he was in the village out of the city. If his path is to come that same day back home, then the agent could tell even just to one of the neighbors, even to a woman, look, if you have a plan, if this guy comes home, let him know that the court has set for him this date to come to court. If he doesn't come, then that following evening, they excommunicate him. Now, when we say this, but only if the path that he ends up coming back home is not on Mokhaim Bezin, does not pass by the area of where the court is, of where the courthouse is. But if his way back from the village to his home in the city passes by the courthouse, then Eman Adonai said, then they don't excommunicate him until the agent himself lets him know as he sees him passing by that road. And not enough just to tell the neighbors. Because maybe they're not going to tell him. Because they say, oh, Darka Pesach Bezdin. What do you mean? His way home from the village is through the road where the courthouse is. He's probably already went to them. They already took care of what he had to do. And therefore, it's not enough to tell the neighbors because they're not going to let him know. But they're only going to let him know if his road does not pass by where the courthouse is. So he's not coming back home to the town until the following day. They're also in Samchal Shechem. You cannot rely on the neighbors. Because maybe by the tomorrow, they already forgot and they didn't tell him. If someone comes to court and he accepts the verdict, they tell him, okay, it's a pay up. But he leaves and he doesn't pay. So they don't excommunicate him. Until they warn him first on the Monday, then the Thursday, and then the following Monday. And then they excommunicate him until he gives what he's obligated to give. And now, if he stays for 30 days, and he doesn't even petition to undo his excommunication, doesn't try to ameliorate the court for the excommunication that they put him in for 30 days, they actually put him in cheirim, which is more severe than nidui, as the Rambam explains in Hilchos Tamei Torah in Perek Zayin, Halacha Hei.